USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iranian state TV is reporting a Ukrainian plane crashed just after takeoff in Tehran with 170 people on board. The report says there was mechanical issues. It's a Boeing 737 aircraft, but not a Boeing 737 MAX, which was grounded worldwide after two fatal crashes. There was a ballistic missile attack on two bases in Iraq, which houses U.S. troops. The president tweets, "All is well." He says he will speak on Wednesday morning. Iran's foreign minister calls the attack proportionate measures in self-defense. The FAA is issuing flight restrictions prohibiting U.S. civil aviation operators from operating in the airspace over Iraq, Iran, and the waters over the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. This is USA Radio News.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
California Congressman Duncan Hunter announced he will resign from the House next week, about a month after pleading guilty to misusing campaign funds. The Republican sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and California Governor Gavin Newsom informing them of his resignation, which is effective January 13th. He faces 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to a single count of conspiracy to convert campaign funds to personal use in December. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to start President Trump's impeachment trial. He says he has sufficient support to postpone a decision on calling witnesses.
The Speaker of the House is not going to handwrite new rules for the Senate. Not going to happen.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Our job is to try the case, to hold a real and fair and honest trial. That means examining the arguments. That means letting the prosecutors request witnesses and documents to make their case.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren unveiled a bankruptcy reform proposal that would undo many of the legal provisions supported by rival Joe Biden. Warren's proposal would roll back many key aspects of a bankruptcy measure passed by Congress in 2005, which critics have long criticized as tilting the playing field in bankruptcy procedures away from consumers and in favor of banks and lenders. One of the main backers of the bill was then-Senator Joe Biden, whose home state of Delaware is headquarters to many of the nation's largest credit card issuers. The Massachusetts senator blamed its provisions, making it harder for consumers to discharge debt in bankruptcy, for worsening the 2008 financial crisis, citing research showing the bill caused about 800,000 additional mortgage defaults and 250,000 additional foreclosures. Tax season has arrived. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The IRS says Americans can start filing their federal returns as early as January 27th. The deadline for filing is still April 15th, but early filers can start getting their numbers ready now. And when it comes time to file, the IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig says the agency encourages everyone to consider filing electronically and to also choose direct deposit if you're getting a refund. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.